Welcome to Sound Ecology, an audio postcard of environmental highlights.
I'd like to speak a little bit about coho salmon. We're sort of the southern part of their range. They were the first one of these fishes that was listed under the Endangered Species Act. But we still have fish in our local streams. The Elk River, Jacoby Creek, Freshwater Creek still get up to several hundred of these adults coming in to spawn. They alternate their life history between streams and the ocean. How the female actually constructs her nest or her red in the gravel. It's the current that comes off of her tail, pushing water down, and then suction when she lifts her tail up. In this process, she digs a hole anywhere from 4 to 8 inches deep, usually one or more male in attendance, and it's external fertilization, so when she's ready, she releases some eggs up to several hundred at a time, and immediately moves upstream. The males then fertilize them, up to 4 or 5 males on a single deposition of eggs. She may work at this for a week or more because she could have 2,000 or 3,000 eggs in her. She doesn't put them all in one pocket. She moves upstream, digs another hole, thereby covering the lower one. The eggs develop in the gravel for several weeks, depending on temperature. Eventually, little fry emerge, move to the edge of the streams, and in the case of coho salmon, typically spend a year and a half, their first winter in the gravel, their second winter in the stream, before heading out to sea, and return pretty much to the streams where they started their whole life. Their ability to return to their native streams is part of the life history and success of these animals, but some of them don't go back where they started, and that's really important in terms of recolonizing areas that have not been available due to landslides, other sort of issues. Needless to say, like everything else in nature, these animals don't put all their eggs in one basket, and they have multiple strategies for dealing with the changing environment, the key to long-term survival. This is Terry Roloffs for Sound Ecology.
Sound Ecology is produced in Arcata, California.